Blog Talk Radio.
This is TTS Swag Radio. Stay pranked on the ones and twos. Stay tuned.
Motivation. What is motivation? Motivation is the reason or reasons one has for acting or behaving in a particular way. While you think of motivation, we're going to play a song.
Gotta get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Nigga, get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Haters, gotta get on your job, tell them. Haters, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Suck a nigga, get on your job. If you hate, get on your job, nigga. You can look me in my eyes, see I'm ready for whatever. Anything don't kill me, make me better. I ain't dead, nigga. You can take the fame and the cheddar and the game and the deal. I'm still a go-getter. Take my freedom for the moment, but it ain't forever. I got the spirit of a god, heart of a dope dealer. I'm a king, seen hanging with some cold killers. I ain't never back down or ran from no nigga. I ain't back down yet. Even if I'm all alone, I'm staying at four niggas. Tell them jump. If they don't get no real, I'm 5'9 with the soul of a 6'4 nigga. Separated the fake, paralyzed from the waist down. From the real stand up guys of the A town. Can't even look me in my eyes, put your face down. I'm out of jail, nigga. What you gotta say now?
Motivation.
Niggas thinking only gonna inspire.
Motivation.
All your hating is fuel to my fire.
It's motivation.
Motivation. Yeah, you know I don't stop. I grow motivation. Sucker niggas. job, nigga. Motivation. Haters better get on your job, tell them. Haters get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Suck a nigga, get on your job. If you hate, get on your job, nigga. Motivation. Niggas faking only gonna inspire.
Motivation.
All your hating is fuel to my fire.
Motivation.
Niggas flying on the crown, so
just motivation.
Hey, but I ain't slowing down, I ain't stopping.
Motivation.
Yeah, nigga, don't stop my show.
Motivation.
You ain't know I don't stop, I grow.
Motivation.
Sucker niggas can't make me suffer, just make me strong.
We got the legendary DJ Scream in the building, about to play his drop right now. It's your one and only DJ Jake Crit.
Yeah, check it out. It's the legendary DJ Scream. And right now, I'm shouting out the hottest new kids radio station. Big up the Swag Radio. Shout out to DJ J Prince, Princess Nina, and of course, Ask Mama. Make sure you check out their website, www.swagradio.us. It's the DJ Scream talking to you.
We about to play Trick or Trey and Cole Day song. We interviewing them at the DJ Free. Y'all stay tuned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Find a singer, so I'm all over the G. And he ain't the first, I'm to control of the freaking. But you see in the church, the way she rolled it for me. I'm loving the way she woke up back like that. She just in a tall, making it clap like that. She working at four, making it clap like that. We're ready to go to make it clap like that. Clap back, roll with the G. She find a singer, so I'm all over the G. And he ain't the first, I'm to control of the freaking. But you see in the church, the way she rolled it for me. I'm loving the way she woke up back like that. She just in a tall, making it clap like that. She working at four, making it clap like that. We're ready to go to make it clap like that. Clap back. Supposed to do. I was standing at the bar looking chitter like a gentleman. And then I looked to my left, I seen Miss Right on sight, so sweet like cinnamon. She had Japanese eyes, they were thick in her thigh. She seated on fresh, she seated on fly. I fought me a blunt, I put one in the sky. I ain't even touched her, she started to rise. Now, oh, here we go. She started bustling on the flow low, doing it in slow mo. I'm feeling you, baby, yeah, you're putting on the show. That's a crib and I wanna eat it on the floor. She tell me she want me, man, I want her too. She ordered a shot to eat shit, I bought her too. And now she really want it, cause she really, really honest with the tongue of my ear. What it do, finna roll the roll with the G. She find the singer, so I'm roll with the G. The hearing the first, I'm to control of the freaking. Make you see in the church, the way she rolling for me. I'm loving the way she woke up back like that. She touching the toe, making it clap like that. She working at four, making it clap like that. I'm ready to go to make it clap like that. Clap back, roll with the G. She find the singer, so I'm roll with the G. The hearing the first, I'm to control of the freaking. Make you see in the church, the way she rolling for me. I'm loving the way she woke up back like that. She touching the toe, making it clap like that. She working at four, making it clap like that. I'm ready to go to make it clap like that. And now we riding down the old lat. I told her mama hit this and roll that. She wore a drinking goose and now she on yak. I know she feeling loose cause she showing me her tats down by her cat. I told her mama hold that thought. In a minute we gon' get it on. Got her in the zone. Now she wanna take all that off. She gon' get it when I get her home. I'm turning off her phone. Got her feeling like Jodeci. I done let the Hennessy took control of me. Feeling real good, I ain't even rolling G. Now I'm gripping wood through the hood slowly G. I want it bad cause she know that she fly. That onion make a G like me cry. You need cats to get it, G like me bye. Don't need ask a real G like me. Why? Roll with a G. She find the singer, so I'm gonna roll with a G. The hearing the first, I'm to control of the freaking. Make you see in the church, the way she rolling for me. I'm loving the way she woke up back like that. She just in a toe, making it clap like that. She working at pole, making it clap like that. I'm ready to go to make it clap like that. Clap back, roll with a G. She find the singer, so I'm gonna roll with a G. The hearing the first, I'm to control of the freaking. Make you see in the church, the way she rolling for me. I'm loving the way she woke up back like that. She just in a toe, making it clap like that. She working at pole, making it clap like that. We're ready to go to make it clap like that. Clap back. She want it. Say she really own it. And now she coming out of her clothes. And I see she want it. Told her get up on it. And now she rolling all of my foes. Now let me see, can you ride it? You ride it. Let me get up inside it. While I'm touching your body. We both feeling it riding. Now she making it clap for me, yeah.
Making it clap for me,
yeah. Shaking it from the back for me, yeah.
Run there with back for me,
yeah. Now I'm on the road with it, G. She find the hands, I'm on the road with it, G. The hearing the first, I'm to control of the freaking. Make it see in the church, the way she rolling for me. I love in a way, she work her back like that. She tipped in a toe, making it clap like that. She working that pole, making it clap like that. I'm ready to go to make it clap like that. Clap back, roll with a G. She finally sails, so I'ma roll with a G. They hear in the first, I'm the control of the freaking, making fee in the strength, the way she rolling for me. I'm loving the way she work her back like that. She tipped in a toe, making it clap like that. She working that pole, making it clap like that. I'm ready to go to make it clap like that. Clap back.
Yeah, check it out. It's the legendary DJ Scream. And right now, I'm shouting out the hottest new kids radio station. Big up the Swag Radio. Shout out to DJ J Prince, Princess Nina, and of course, Ask Mama. Make sure you check out their website, www.swagradio.us. It's the DJ Scream talking to you.
And we're back, and we got DJ Scream in the building. DJ Scream, you there?
What's going on, people? What's going on? What's the word?
DJ Scream, give us a shout out.
Say it one more time. You sounded kind of low.
Give yourself a shout out.
Say, give myself a shout out?
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? You know what it is. DJ Scream checking in. Swag Radio. What's the word?
All right, DJ Scream, we're about to start the interview. How long you been in the game?
Probably going on like over 15, you know what I'm saying? I've been DJing since I was like real young, so, you know, professionally as far as, you know, it's just paying my bills and everything a little over a decade, but, yeah, probably I'd say like collectively as I started and everything, something like around 15 years.
All right. DJ Scream didn't work with people like Future, Trina, and many more. DJ Scream, what's new that you're going to be DJing
on? We got a lot of artists. We got a lot of producers under the Hood Rich umbrella. Big shouts out, of course, you know, DJ Spins, platinum producer DJ Spins. Shouts to Danny Wolf, Dirty Costello, 1K, the whole team, you know what I mean? So, that's kind of been the focus at Hood Rich, just kind of working with our producers and loading y'all up with hits. You know what I'm saying? It's a privilege to say, you know, DJ Spins did it. Rich Homie Quan Flex last year with Nitty and Future Commas with Southside and put up some pretty big hits. So we're just looking forward to doing that again this year.
Yeah, yeah. What's new mixtape that you're going to be on, that you are coming out with?
A lot of times, you know, with mixtapes, I kind of try to keep them secret until it's time to drop them, you know what I'm saying? So everybody kind of knows I've done literally probably over 1,000 mixtapes. And if you just keep tuned to like live mixtapes on my social media, then I always keep people aware. But my most recent effort, something that I was a part of was Gucci Man, East Atlanta Santa. So y'all definitely go check. No.
What advice would you give to artists since you've been a DJ and you've been in the game for 15 years?
Man, you know, the same advice I give to anybody that's trying to do anything in life, just stay focused, you know what I'm saying? Stay humble, work hard, you know what I'm saying? And always have a vision, always have a dream, and never give up on that, you know what I mean? Like, use every day to try to accomplish your goals and your dreams and just stay focused, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. What artists did you enjoy working with, and what artists do you desire to work with?
All of the artists I work with, it's been a pleasure for all of them. Obviously, if you trace the history of some of the people I work with, you know, me and Shawty Lowe did a lot of big projects. Still a good friend. Shouts to Juicy J. We did a lot. Rocco. One of the biggest projects I worked on, obviously, was, you know, the Rick Ross project, Rich Forever. There's so many, you know what I'm saying? So I take something from everything that I do with artists. I try to learn something from them, and at the same time, sure, they try to learn something from me. So I never really had, like, no bad experiences. I generally just honestly love what I do, you dig?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for calling in, though, DJ Scream. It's the legendary DJ Scream in the building. Well, thank you. We know you got to go, but thank you.
Big up, Flag Radio. Salute.
Check 1, 2, my check 1, 2. You are now listening to 1, 2.
shout out to DJ Scream. Thank you, DJ Scream. Y'all can go follow him right now on DJ Scream and IG, Twitter, and all. Okay, and that was Chocolate by Vonte. Y'all, I'm going to be interviewing him after Chicken Tech. And Pote.
Yeah, yeah. Swap and say, take it one more time. Pote, partners on in the building. Yeah, we out there. Paper safe in the building.
You guys. Okay. We can begin your interview. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, we ready.
Okay. My first question is, what motivates you guys since our topic of the day is motivation?
I hear your question.
What motivates you guys since our topic is motivation?
It's kind of hard for me to get to you, but I heard motivation. I hope you ask me what motivation for me.
Our topic is motivation.
It's kind of hard for me to hear you, you know what I'm saying? But I just heard motivation in there.
Huh?
I just heard motivation. What you asking me, what my inspiration and my motivation for me?
Yeah.
That's the story. But it started in the area of being inspired by artists like T-Cross, Master P, and the whole No Limit movement, as well as the Death Row movement. I'm a Southern guy. I'm actually from Georgia. I'm from Lucasville, Georgia, a small town outside of Atlanta, probably 20 minutes away from Atlanta. And, you know, our struggle run deep. So all we really had was music to be inspired by, to be motivated by.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Georgia. What made you realize that you wanted to become a singer?
What does it mean? What's he say again now?
What made you realize that you wanted to become a singer?
Did I want to become a singer?
What made you realize that you wanted to become an artist?
It was just something that we just picked up along the way, you know. We was always good at it, and, you know, we really wanted to just really focus on it is when we started really taking it serious, and it just was something that was in us. You know, everybody got a story to tell, and we just wanted to tell our side of the story. So that just made it get more serious. You know, everybody was putting out stuff, and we just wanted to show, you know, what we got to stuff, you know. So that just made us really want to be part of it. You know, we just want to paint our own picture and show the world what we know and where we come from.
Oh, okay, okay. Tell me about a challenge or conflict you guys faced being an artist and how you dealt with it.
One more time.
Tell me about a challenge or conflict you guys faced in, of being an artist and how you dealt with it.
Tell me about a challenge or conflict you guys faced being an artist and how you dealt with it. Well, I'm gonna say this. Coming from where we're from, a small town, we kind of boxed in. We would say, but seeing other artists like J. Cole. Mystical, different artists who we was inspired by, just seeing them on TV and seeing that they made it from smaller towns like us and the struggle that they went through to be able to become successful, it was motivation. And then before long, we started picking up our own little sound and our own little rhythm, man. Wanted to be able to show the world, even amongst our small town, we got the same swag, we got the same flavor, and we can be artists too.
Oh, okay. What do you have any upcoming music you are working on? And so, can you tell us about it?
Yeah, we actually just dropped one live mixtape. hosted by DJ L&M, called They Ain't See 'Em Coming, Volume 1. So, let me say, we just dropped that thing, then I just got the official video for Her Lips that come off of my old album, which is I Swear to Tell the Truth. It's a single for the ladies, and I'm pretty sure they're going to be definitely excited about this one. And we got the POPTC compilation coming in March featuring Rodney the Black Boy Palm, Heat for the Street. For the most part, you can catch us on, like I said, SoundCloud, Dap Pills, you can Google Suave Tay or Tiki Tay, or Partners Only Code.
Okay. Well, can you please hold on the line while we play your song?
Okay, that's what's up.
Your song.
Anything less.
nobody but me. That's the song right there. Y'all tell me what y'all thought about that song. Check 773 8 9 7 6 31.
Okay, then. Yeah. So I may say check it in, man. I hope y'all like the joint, man. She don't want nobody but me, but check it to Tay, man.
Wow.
Suave Tay featuring P. Brown. You know, they're going to come off the class while I'm going to
play
the P.
Brown.
Say
what now?
Can I speak something for you?
Yes.
Oh, man. It was kind of dramatic for me last year, so I'm gonna say something like that. It was kind of hit for me last year. I'm thinking about all the stuff that I went through over the last year. I lost some people with my ass here. That's why I'm thankful and thankful. It ain't too much of my last year. Feeling like I done shit my last year. Feeling like I ain't crying no more. It's not getting knocking down the slope. He's tired of cooking and selling hard. Buying and selling cars for people. And I'm holding on to it my time, man. You can stay taking in for you. So I may take Paper Chase Committee, partners only, man. We taking in. Swag Radio, we loving y'all. Movement. We appreciate the love, too, most definitely.
Okay, thank you. We thank you for that. And the last question we got for you is, how would you describe your style of music?
Oh, honestly, I'm gonna say like I really ain't got no style. Tell me what to do. Yeah, I deliver for me what to do. You know, ain't no telling how I might come. You know, I'm like a comedian. You know what I'm saying? I switch up all types of songs. I feel that I'm diverse. I feel that I'm multicultural. I know how to make all types of music. You know, I can give you a Cali swag as well as a Southern swag. I can come on a New York type of flow. East Coast type beat. You know, you can go foreign with me. I go reggaeton with on one of your junks. You know, I just love music, period. So I don't boss myself in and say I have a style or this is my dimension. You know.
Okay. Okay. Well, we looking forward to reggaeton then.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Okay, can you please hold on?
Most definitely. I'm here.
Okay, y'all call again at 770-799-6038. We about to play Cash Doll right here.
Cash Doll.
Buzzy on the beat.
Let me tell you a little something about me. I'm a boss. Straight up out the 313.
Yeah.
The only thing on my mind is getting rich. I go hard on the skin of like, run me my money. Go run me my money. 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 Yeah. Cash out in the street. Get hating that bitch in a bitch. Plus, I made 30 racks last week. Mad cause my wrist gon' sleep. Man, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I'm all about my paper. Can catch me OT out in Cali in my scraper. But back in the D, I'm ice wooden on these. It's mink on my back every time I do shows. Cause man, nowadays, hoes hate me so hard. We're living a small crib with a ham. Some bad ass kids with a car. Drive that bitch every day to work. Fuck the job, yeah. Boss, boss up. I'm getting money, I don't care about the cost. Jada Pickett in the booth, set it off. I'm getting money, I never take a loss. And while I'm at it, f***ing nigga too. Could give a f*** what a nigga say a do. He talking big about his car in his crib. But it's a shame he don't do for his kids. But at the same time, online straight flexing it. Taking pictures of his money, fake texting it. Have you ever heard of me? Well, my name is Cash Doll. Nice to meet you, by the way. I'm next in this. Yeah, let me tell you a little something about me. I'm a boss, straight up out the 313. The only thing on my mind is getting rich. I go hard on the skin of like, run me my money. Go run me my money. 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 Run me my money.
We will be interviewing Cash Doll in February. Stay tuned for Vontae's interview. We about to play another song here on Swag Radio.
got the last laugh.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested, or I'm not listening, or I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no business here, but since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't ask, I don't need a boyfriend. So you can't go back, please enjoy your party, I'll be here. Somewhere in the corner under clouds of marijuana with this boy who's hopping, I can hardly hear.
Life, Love, Rhythm, and Blues drops February 13th, just in time for Valentine's Day.
February 13th?
Yes.
Where can I find your music at? SoundCloud?
Yeah, SoundCloud for Vonte Music. Everything else, social media is Vonte I Am.
All right. Give us a shout out. Like, what's your Instagram? What's your Facebook?
Yeah, Instagram, Vonte I Am. Facebook is Vonte Reed. And pretty much like Twitter is Vonte I Am as well.
Okay. Why did you start your career? Why did you start the music business?
You said what?
Why did you start your career? Like in the music business, entertainment?
Well, the reason why I started my career is just have a passion for it. I love music in general and all aspects of music, period. And I just want to see the change and change the industry, change the game. Bring that real authentic music back that nobody hears anymore.
What song do you think is your best? Like, which one did you give your most effort, your most hard work, the time, or just like all?
Well, I mean, all my music, it speaks to different people. I mean, it speaks to myself pretty much, just some experiences in life. So I would say all my music, I go hard in, you know.
All right, y'all heard from Dante. You about to play one of your songs right now, so you stay tuned.
I'm just having fun. I ain't trying to play no games with you. I wanna beat it out the frame, you get the picture. Baby, won't you come my way? I'ma drink it like it's LSA. Damn, your body gotta thank your mama. I wanna eat all of your candy, Willy Wonka. How you trying to go, where I'm trying to go, 'cause I don't see nothing wrong. Don't you open up that window, keep the love inside. I love it when you ride, but especially when you turn around. Arch your back, hit it from the back. I know you like that. Don't you run me, 'cause coming, I'm coming, coming, I'm coming, coming. Coming for ya. Once you get 3 or 4, maybe 5 or 6, before I get mine off, I know you loving it, you loving it. Now you know who's in charge of that. Oh, got you calling my name like, oh, be sullen in your sheets like, oh.
Documenting, you know, my life and just, you know, situations.
Yeah. What artists would you like to work with?
I definitely want to work with a lot of, like, old school cats like Babyface and just, like, the old school vibe of R&B music and just kind of, like, you know, revamp it and kind of bring it back to.
Okay. You write a lot of love songs. Who's the special lady?
Right now I'm single. So I'm just, you know, leaving my options open with that.
Okay. A lot of people, they text us and say, you sound like August Alsina.
You said what now?
Have you heard him before?
Say that again.
A lot of people that's on the line say when we were playing a song, they say, you sound like August Alsina.
Oh, really? Well, I mean, I haven't gotten that before. I mean, but August Alsina is a great artist, so, I mean, I salute with that. But I like to pretty much stay in my own lane.
Okay. Okay, caller 470-553-0580, are you there? Don't be shy, are you there? Okay, we're going to take another caller, number 504-209-0196, Triana, are you there?
Just a bit.
Are you there?
My bitch was sweating and stuff. Oh, don't do that.
What do y'all do?
Hello?
Don't say your stuff all around the house like that.
Call us 504-209-0196. Are you there? Well, okay, we're gonna play another song.
You just introduced me. Kevin Gates.
Hello. What the deal? Bitch.
I got two. One for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Laptop and I'm ring, ring, ring. Count money while it ring, ring, ring. Trap jump and I'm ring, ring, ring. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Laptop and I'm ring, ring, ring. Count money while it ring, ring, ring. Trap jump and I'm ring, ring, ring.
Wasn't thought the foreign, oh my god, I'm gorgeous. I just put the key inside my pocket pocket, might not get to see it. This a new Ferrari, man, in the mirror, how you choose to bother? Someone said it calling, I don't feel like talking. Everything could get returned the way I bought it. Phone be interrupting me while I'm recording. Don't be making women feel they unimportant. Call my doggy, say it's all the way retarded. Keep the all, cause I am not using the form. In kitchen, I just finished up a new perform. Hater, wish you well. I got clientele. Got it on scale.
I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Laptop and I'm ring, ring, ringing. Count money while it ring, ring, ringing. Trap jumping, I'm ring, ring, ringing. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Laptop and I'm ring, ring, ringing.
There they go again, one of my friends. They don't give a damn how I spend. All they wanna know is what I got to give. How much did I spend, what I got to lend, what I did and what I didn't do for them. Bricks coming in somewhere on the rim. Section doing numbers, nowhere by a gym. Rapping by the spin, I'm supplying thin. Jumping out a Honda, I just got it in. Asking what I cop, none of your concern. One day you gon' learn what you trying to get. Everything on sale, going out of business. Fathers up in jail, gotta feed the kids. Jugging around the city, you know what it is. Bread, when the business, put that on the rim.
One for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Lamp up and I'm ring, ring, ringing. Count money while it ring, ring, ringing. Trap jump and I'm ring, ring, ringing. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones.
Find me balling hard, come from grinding hard, getting calling cards from your Barbie doll. When she around me, she know I'm a bodyguard. Money calling for me, baby girl, I'm sorry. You just died yellow, you not that important. Way shaper, I could pin you to the carpet. Smell like soda, I'ma put you in the wall. Conversation costs a lot of chip. She don't really get a lot of this. Engaging where I'm gazing at her hip. And ain't nobody making no attempt. Amazing clip, hanging, slanging. Maybe we could make it, take a trip. Maybe I was thinking too impatient. Phone ringing, hold up what it is.
I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the and one for the toe. Think I need two more. Line popping, I'm ring, ring, ringing. Count money while it ring, ring, ringing. Trap chopping, I'm ring.
Okay, don't tell me who y'all think won, Podes and Chase or Vontae. Text us at 770-799-6038. I'm about to play those two songs over for y'all again.
And when we come back, our mama is going to give us some life skills.
Yay!
Why so come and please it? You say you need it. It's so hard to believe it.
playing Vontae Chocolate right here.
Check 1-2, my check 1-2. You are now listening to
the market, But this helps people know what song that they should pick. So I recommend you artists, you do that. You have a listening party. Before you send me music, just please make sure your music is mastered. Also, I will say, do your research. You want to research companies and people in positions in the music industry if this is what you're trying to be in. And I say that because a lot of people hit me up on my DM and ask me to be their manager, and they ask me a whole bunch of things that I'm not qualified to do. And that tells me that's lack of research. I want you to research people to make sure that they can facilitate what it is you need them to facilitate. You do not need a manager if you don't have a bug, because there's nothing to manage. Let me say that again. You do not need a manager if you do not have a bug, because there's nothing to manage. You might need a marketing consultant that's going to tell you, hey, based on your music, this is your demographic, this is your target, this is the way we can get to this. Let's put your money in the correct thing. And you also need an advertisement and marketing budget. Put some money to the side. Maybe you can't go to the club. Maybe you can't buy them shoes. Invest into yourself, because if you don't invest into yourself, nobody else is. So make sure you put some money to the side every month, if it's $50, if it's $100. Whatever your budget would allow you to do, make sure you do that, because that's very important. When you're talking to big companies or you're talking to people and you're asking them to take a chance on you, your risk, you have to show them that you believe in yourself. Also, I'm going to say, get you an EPK kit. Please get you one of them. Get you a press kit. Get you something that can tell me who you are without me hearing your music just by seeing it in writing. You also want references, people that know your credibility. Because when a label is taking a chance on you, they want to know who you are. There's a lot of people that are very talented. They may be good at singing. They may be good at rapping. They may be able to dance. They might be able to do that, but are they responsible? Are they reliable? If you get booked for a show, are they going to actually come? How are they character? So these are things why you would have references. And if these are issues that you have that you're not on time for work, I mean, you may not be on time for a year. So let's make sure that we're taking the industry as a business and we're not doing it like a hustle. Because if you run your artist or your craft like a hustle, it's going to end like a hustle. So let's make sure we're researching people. Let's make sure we have listening parties. Let's make sure we prioritize. Let's make sure that we don't have a nice record and you don't have a cover for it. You know, you send me a CD and it's blank. You didn't even invest some money into actually having your name put up on the CD. Presentation is everything. So let's make sure we're investing in the right thing. And let's research people. Ask yourself, who is your target? Who is the audience that am I targeting? Who is my music catered to? What age group? What genre? What social sites work best based on this age group that I'm targeting? And you want facts. When you put in your music on Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, or whatever media streams you use, make sure you can pull tracking numbers. Okay, I see these amount of people are looking at it on this site. This tells me that this sense of marketing is actually working. Because you don't want to keep putting your money and putting your time into something that's not working. One social site that works for this person may not work for the next person. So make sure you're tracking actually your progress. That's a tip I want to give you guys. And then motivate yourself. There's a lot of people waiting on other people to tell them they're hot. Let's motivate ourselves. Look in the mirror every day and ask yourself, hey, so can I do this? Is this something I'm willing to do? And know that it is a process. And you need to also understand, if you're going to label, do you want a label deal or you want an artist deal? You need to know the difference between a label deal and an artist deal. So you need to be researching. What is the difference between this? What am I looking for? What type of label am I looking for? Why do I want this type of label? You need to be researching that, because that's going to tell you how to solicit to them. And you want to get signed to, let's say, Def Jam. You need to know what criteria Def Jam looks for when they sign up for art, which means you need to start Googling. You need to start asking people certain things to make sure when you do present yourself, you present yourself the correct way. If nobody here yet has one, I would ask that every artist that's listening to this, you get a marketing consultant. Marketing is the key success to entertainment industry. Because we all know that we can play a song at the beginning of the summer and they hate that song. By the end of the summer, we're singing it. Why? Because they marketed to us. They kept playing it repetitiously over and over and over and over. That was a marketing strategy. We all know it's some artists out here that we feel that are not lyrical. We may don't even like their music, but they're rich. But other people are buying it. So we want to make sure that we have a marketing consultant. Get you a marketing consultant, not a manager, because you don't have a budget. You don't need a manager. You don't need somebody taking 20% of nothing. 20% of nothing is nothing. That's not going to work. You need a marketing consultant. And then also, you want to pay for things. Be weary when people do things for free, because nothing in this world is for free. So stay away from people that do favors and do things like, stay away from it. You want to pay people. If you can't afford to pay them, save up. You want to get the best people to represent you. And sometimes you're not the best person to represent you. You know, if you're an artist, I know a lot of artists that's good at in the studio. That's what they're good at. But they're not good with speaking. So they don't like speaking engagements. They're not good at selling themselves. They're good at producing the music, but they're not good at selling. So make sure you have people that are good at their craft to represent you. You can't do everything. As an artist, I'm going to say that again, you cannot do everything. It's going to take a team of people that believe in you. And make sure you're actually out there listening to the criticism and improving yourself. If you think your music is just top of the top, you're never going to evolve. So make sure you actually play your CD for somebody that don't know you, and don't tell them that you're the artist. And just say, hey, I got a little CD I just heard. What you think about this? Don't tell them you're the artist. If that way you can get some honest feedback. Because we know our friends are going to say, hey, yeah, you're hot, da 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 da. That's your friend's place to support you. But you don't want that. You want actually constructive criticism to grow. And then ask yourself, what makes you unique? What's your niche? What different are you than any other artist? And then ask yourself, what system can I follow? We as people today, we want to be different. We want to be unique. We want to say, hey, I got my own style. I'm going to do it this way. You know what? Go under a system that works. Have some type of mentor that you have in this industry, some mentor that you want to be like or on that pedestal. That way you can mimic the things that they do, because if they're proving that it works, why not be a part of a system that already works instead of investing money into something trying to get it to work? So that's what I'm going to conclude with. I'm going to say be knowledgeable, do some research. Make sure you're tracking your numbers, because when you're talking to anybody that's already in the industry, they want to see your likes. They want to see how many people you got. And also, a lot of likes don't mean you have a lot of supporters, because there's a lot of people that may like things for different reasons, but are they actually going to buy your music? Are they buying your music? Would they actually invest their money into these things? So we want to make sure when we say we got X amount of people that are supporting us, is it really them amount of people that's supporting us? And when I say supporting, I mean, are they financially going to come out of their pocket and buy it? But we say, hey, yeah, I like your music. I support what you do. Okay, well, can I have a donation? Do they actually come out of their pocket and give you money? If you tell them, hey, I'm on a radio station, can you call in? Are they actually calling in to request your music? Are they actually calling in and saying, hey, I support that person? Are they actually going telling other people? We got to think about that, too, when I say supporters. I mean true heart supporters, not people that's just your friend and say, hey, I'm with you, but then they're really not. So let's do that as well. We're going to prioritize. We're going to have listening parties. We're going to research, and we're going to motivate ourselves. If nobody else motivates you, please motivate yourself. Let me ask DJ J Prince, do we have the final count as to who won? Somebody grab the phone. Do we have the final count? While we get the final count, I want you guys to listen to this song. While we get the final count, when we come back, we're going to say who won.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every
chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army.
You know, and everything you were saying as far as what artists need to do, you know, you was correct on that, you know.
takes all the hard work, dedication. You know, you got to have your songs together and all that. But, I mean, you know, it's nothing. I mean, you said everything for real, you know. And all I want to do is just shout out everybody out there, you know, who's listening. Everybody down there in Miami, you know, the whole GA, the whole 706. You know, everybody in Missouri, you know, that's listening in, you know, and appreciate Swag Radio, Real Nina Ross, you know, Suave Tay, Tiggity Tay, Black Boy, Finders on Paper Station, you know. So, I mean, we just out here and we trying to do everything that you said the artists have to do plus more, you know, and that's all we trying to do, you know.
Okay, shout out your social sites so people that's listening can go follow you.
Okay, on Instagram, it's Poday305. Also at Suave Tay, @SuaveTay_1. We also got @BlackBoy706. You know, you can hit me up on Facebook at David Poday Collier. You can also hit up Suave on Facebook at Tiggity Tay Offer, you know, and my sites right there. We also got YouTube, Poday305. You can check out some songs for Partners Only Paper Chasing. We also got a video up on the Suave Tay. That's SWA. Apostrophe VETAY, you know, his hot song, Her Lips. We also finna drop the live mixtape, promoting a lot of Suave Tay new songs. And, you know, that's us right there, Partners Only Paper Chase Committee.
Okay, okay. You guys, and I also want y'all to know that I do this show to connect the dots, because I am pretty much connected in the entertainment industry by God, of course. But I am connected, so I try to have one of my people that's already in the industry called every week for you guys as artists to ask them questions. That way they can help you facilitate what it is. Like DJ Scream is a real good DJ in Atlanta. I know him. He's wonderful. He actually works with everybody. But he gonna tell you the truth. You know, if you don't like truth, he's not the DJ to work for you. But he is a phenomenal DJ to be in contact with. And I know he has to go. He just did the interview real quick for me, but he's a call away. So if it's something that you want to ask him, maybe you want him to host something or something of that nature, you guys just shoot us a text at Swag Radio, and we'll make that happen because I'm trying to bridge the gap. We had Alley Boy Duct Tape ENT last week on the line giving some tips as well. And then Casino for Free Bands also giving tips as well. Next week, we're going to have Brick Squad, Monopoly, Rocket, and War Kid is going to be on giving tips as well. So you guys make sure that you continue your relationship with Swag Radio, and if we can help you meet somebody or get a feature or whatever we need to help you do, that will help you as well. I want everybody listening to know that as well. And I'm going to go to Devontae. I'm going to go to Devontae next. Devontae, are you on there? Devontae? I see you. Devontae, you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you have any questions for me or anything you want to say on the radio before we go?
I just salute to you. You know, Swag Radio. I love the movement, everything that you stand for, what you're doing. And that's just it. I appreciate you having me playing my music.
Okay, no problem. We appreciate all our listeners and callers. And if you got some hot music or you know somebody that needs some interviews, you let me know. And business owners, I do ask that you guys call me. Hit the wrong button, I apologize. Business owners, I ask that you guys call in as well because I have no problem connecting the dots with businesses as well. If you have a print shop, if you have a CD duplication shop, if you have a recording studio, let me know as well if I can bridge this type of gap. We're going to play our last final song, and we do have a couple people that were texting, but I'm going to give you guys, it's a Sunday, so make sure you have your people text the Swag Radio corporate number, the 770 number, and tell us which artist you're voting from. I'm going to give you until Sunday because I know some of your advertisement, it didn't give you enough time to promote yourself, and I do apologize for that. So I'm going to give you guys until Sunday to have your people call in on the show Sunday, or they can just text or shoot us an email saying which one of you guys that they were feeling the most. Okay, so I'm going to give y'all until Sunday. We're going to play our final closing song, which is our theme song. We just thank everybody for listening and calling. And when this song is over, the show will be over. You can hang up. It'll be a link. If I did text it to you, the Swag Radio team may text it to you, and you can share it. That way, people who were at work that wasn't able to tune in, they can go ahead and still listen to it and still vote for you guys. Again, we appreciate what you guys are doing, and we try to help you in any way possible.
This is DJ Swag Radio. Stay fresh on the ones and twos. Stay tuned. Radio station for us. We're bringing y'all hot, new, young artists, singers,